Carol,
Carol,
compulsive
yeah.
eater. Oh, okay. I haven't been recorded before. I've only been to one meeting where they even had a recording, and I thought they were recording all of us, and I immediately took my picture down. So I can be a little shy. Thank you. It's great to see you all. Cindy, thank you so much for asking me. And Nancy, thank you for your service, and Cindy for your service. Oh, I'm glad you put the timer up. That's great. I refer to myself as a compulsive eater, compulsive overeater. I can be a restrictor. I've been bulimic at times. I very often just overate compulsively and in large amounts. I've had this disease, and I do believe it's a disease. There's something that clicks in my brain that just sort of takes over, and I lose the ability to kind of react to food in a rational way, like stop myself from eating or stop myself from eating something I know very well is not good for me. Or that's what I used to do anyway. And through the program, I've learned, how to get that more under control so that most of the time I'm actually pretty much food neutral now. Day by day, with my higher power's help and my sponsor's help. It's been, a long journey. I started dieting when I was like 13. Before that, I had been a little overweight, 10, 15 pounds, but I was one of those people who, one of those kids who you saw, sort of like by themselves on the playground because I couldn't do the running around and the gym and stuff like that. I was always like the last picked at gym, like, oh my God, you don't want Carol on your team. Because I just never really, we were fed a lot at home, and my mother is also. Was also a compulsive overeater and alcoholic. So life at home, we never really talked about our problems or anything. And I eventually learned to stuff down my feelings, any kind of feelings, with food. I think that we just, all of my, I'm one of three. I'm the middle child, and we all have our issues with food and with weight. And I try to get the other two into Overeaters Anonymous, but haven't had success so far. But then again, I finally learned that, it's not for me to run the show, that I have a higher power and that I need to turn things over to my higher power, and I need to have the will to do that. And those were things that it took me a while to accept when I first came into program. When I first came into program, I didn't necessarily do what my sponsor said. I kind of thought that I knew better. It wasn't until I read and reread, the first, second, and third steps that I got, oh my gosh, I have a problem with control. That's the reason I have difficulty with, some of these relationships in my lives. I just thought I knew better than everyone. And I didn't understand, why people weren't taking my advice necessarily. And, through working the programs, working the tools, working the steps, I've come to see, to see things very differently. To back up a little bit about the disease, when I've been on diets on and off all my life. My highest weight has been 240 pounds. I'm 5'3". And that was right before I came into OA. And I've been on and off every diet imaginable. I had a lap band put in, which I learned to eat around, didn't stop me. I've been on pills that you buy in the store that, you get from a doctor. You name it, I've tried every kind of diet, commercial and not. And I'm very good at losing weight. I just can't keep it off because I never dealt with the problem underneath. I never dealt with, why I was eating, and I didn't really understand it until I got to OA and I started reading the literature and I started meeting people who are a lot like me. We had, similar paths, had made similar choices or and had, similar events happen maybe with families in our lives. And it was the first time I felt like a real sense of belonging with other people. I've been in the program 2.5 years. And they're some of like the best people I've ever met in my life. They really are. And people are just so helpful and supportive, you know, no matter where you go, and especially in the groups that I go to, because there are some people who have really long sobriety, which has helped a lot with my program. So anyway, the reason I came to the program was because I was 240 pounds. I had been told to lose weight by my doctor. I have a heart condition, and that I found about, I'm 61, I found out about when I was like 58. And my son was really, really concerned about me. And my son's therapist said to the two of us, well, no, she spoke to me, and she said, James has to know that you're doing everything that you possibly can to fight this disease, to take care of yourself. And it was like water was splashed on my face. I was just like, oh my God, you know, I'm not doing that. I'm not trying to lose weight. I'm not putting down the food. I gained weight, you know, once I had the prognosis or the diagnosis. And a little while after that, I went to OA, and that was 2.5 years ago. And I was pretty abstinent my first 6 months. I had a couple slips, and then the last year and a half, I've been abstinent, and I'm just so glad, because I could never keep weight off before. I've gotten so that I'm smaller. Actually, I'm still trying to lose weight because I want to have a better BMI. But you know, it's the first time in probably 20 years that if I go to a medical doctor, it doesn't say obesity anymore as one of my problems, which was just like, oh my God, you're kidding. You know, I went down from, I was at, you know, morbid obesity, and I'm now going off medications, and that's just such a miracle for me. I know early on when I went to the program, people would say, don't leave before the miracle. And I was like, oh yeah, right. I came in kind of an agnostic, and I had been in OA 30 years before, and it had helped me lose weight, but it was like a really super, super strict program. It's the gray sheet. I don't know if any of you were around during gray sheet, and you had to weigh and measure your food and all of that. And I knew I couldn't do that again, but I also hoped that there were just other options, and I could make, you know, my own food plan. And I was going somewhere with that. So when I came back, initially, I was kind of overwhelmed by all the jargon and the 12 steps. And, you know, I didn't necessarily believe in a higher power. So, you know, how am I going to do this? And my sponsor, you know, God bless her, said, you know, just don't think about it too much. Just do the program, work it to the best that you can. And wait, just wait, you know, just hang on, just keep, you know, for today, just for today, you're not gonna overeat. You're not gonna break your abstinence. You know, that's what you, and some days that's like what I was focusing on. I'm like, okay, I can do this today. I'm not gonna think about tomorrow. Okay, I can do this for today. And it worked. And I started, you know, for what I do in the program, I started with a sponsor, you know, pretty soon after. And after I joined the program, and eventually I started going to four meetings a week, which I thought was kind of crazy at the time. You know, early on, I was like, why would I want to do that for, you know, for four meetings a week? But now, you know, I need them, and I understand why I did that, because I need what everybody else has here. You know, I think that there's, you know, there's such a community, whether you're out in California or you're back in Massachusetts, and we have a lot in common, and there's just this feeling of being at home, you know, for me anyway. So excuse me. So what I do in my program, I have a plan of eating. And it's not, it's changed over the 2.5 years because I had rectal cancer. So I can't eat necessarily normal, like healthy foods like most people can. But I tried it, you know, for a good year. And I lost weight, you know, while doing it. But my stomach was upset all the time. So I finally, you know, bit by bit, kind of changed my plan and tweaked it. And, you know, now I'm doing, you know, what feels good for my body versus what is advertised on a diet, which was a step forward for me to just, you know, kind of feel like how I was feeling in my body. Because a lot of time with the food, I isolated, a lot of the time with the food. I pushed down my feelings, and it wasn't until I, came in the doors and people started talking about feelings, and I started to go through the steps and did my fourth step, which I'm at the very end of right now, that I sort of, got in touch with some more, the emotional. The disease is physical, emotional, and spiritual. And frankly, I didn't really think I was going to get the spiritual end of it, because I kind of crossed it up with it being religious in the beginning, which it's really not, at least for me. It's not. Sorry, I'm a little scattered today. So when I came in, it was really more of a focus on losing the weight. And as I started to do the steps and started to really start to believe and started to kind of think about and read and focus on what my higher power was, and believe that there was a higher power, that I didn't have to run the show. It was really actually probably best if I didn't run the show, because that just caused, difficulties in my life. I mean, basically, I think I'm, like a good person, but I had this tendency to try to control things, and I also, like, even from a young age, I held on to resentments a lot, and a lot of doing the fourth step the way I've done it is in accordance sort of like with the big book, and that is to figure out what your resentments are to people, places, and things. And that was really helpful for me. I did it with my sponsor, and we wrote down what was, at the root, what was the root feeling. Was it, most of it was fear, and why I had all these resentments that took up a lot of space in my mind, a lot of space in my life. I was always comparing myself with other people. Is this person wealthier than I am, smarter than I am, thinner than I am, fatter than, I did that for a lot of the day, on and off, even at work. Is this person better than me, not better than me? And, when I was eating at night, I would just stuff down all those feelings about feeling inadequate. So I isolated a lot and stuffed down my feelings. And then as step four, has taken me about a year and a half to do, actually. But I've really, it's been more helpful to me than like therapy, because we've, really looked at why I was feeling the way I was, why I had those resentments, and worked on erasing them, worked on, making, like, not, I'm not making amends yet, but like one of the things I learned that I did was to pray for people who I had resentments against. Like, I prayed for my neighbor who drives me crazy. I prayed every night and every morning, because I do pray every night and every morning. And I just prayed for him to be well. And after a while, it took a couple of months, but that like resentment was released from me. And I'm, and other resentments like that too have just been released from me. And I feel so much better about myself and about my situation, because of having worked through the steps. I also, well, I go to the four meetings a week. I do service whenever I can. Whether it's picking up books, or being the timekeeper, whatever, that helps me keep me in the program. It also helped me, or leading meetings, it helped me to keep coming back to the program. When I came in, I was really scared. I was like just very nervous about meeting people, and it helped to have to show up for service. It helped to can you guys hear me okay? Oh, you're breaking up on my end. Uh-oh.
No, I can hear you okay.
You can? Okay. You just, everything stopped on my end. Sorry. So service has helped a lot. I went up and I did intergroup. I'm an intergroup. I archive the records. And that's another thing I have to show up for. And I've met more people, and I've learned how to like negotiate in a group, and not have it be like, oh, I know we should do this way. It's really, been more helpful for that, than that. The other thing, I do pray. I'm not great on meditation or writing, which I feel like people get a lot out of that. My sponsor would like me to do that. But I just haven't really done that too much yet. I hope that that's something that starts to become easier for me, but right now, not so much. And I do make phone calls. I take phone calls and I make phone calls, and I sponsor people who are going through the initial pamphlet, the how where do I start pamphlet. So it's kind of like getting me ready maybe to sponsor, which is still kind of a scary thing to think about for me. But when I have done that, I loved it and I felt really connected to the program when I did that. I feel like I learn so much just from my sponsors and sitting in these meetings that, no matter who's talking, I always get something, to take away, that I'm just so much more open to ideas and to people, because of the program. And I read the big book, as well as OA literature, which I find helpful. It just sort of has a similar but different twist to things. I did my fourth step through the Hyannis method, which I don't know if anyone knows about, but it's a little different. Instead of going through all the questions, like you do, and yeah, in the way, although I've done that too, it really focuses more on the big book and what is, being looked at, the resentments against people, place, institutions, things like that. So that was really helpful. I'm really just very grateful and happy that I can be food neutral and not go into a store and be like, oh my God, I want that, I want that, I want that. Oh, and then on the way home going, oh, why didn't I get it? I remember the first time I went through the CVS and I realized when I got out, I'd been there, I don't know, 5 minutes, that I hadn't paid any attention to any of like the food, the snacks. And I was just like, oh my God. I mean, that is the first time in my life. And it was such a relief to not just be caught up in something that for me, took a lot of my time and a lot of my attention. And my kiddo likes me a lot better. He's 23, but I call him my kiddo. There was a day we were sitting on the couch and I was like kind of like hungry and I wanted, and I was like, he had junk food in the house and I'm like, oh, I want to have some of your blah blah blah. He goes, no, don't. He's like, he doesn't want that old mom back. He doesn't want me to be so self-involved for one thing. And having, all of the ways that I use food to just blank out and space out and the food comas and all of that, he doesn't want that back. So that's what I do. And I just take it day to day. And I hope that some of this was interesting or helpful. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you. And thank you again for asking me.